This is Lord Leonard with Limitless with Lord Leonard. The topic today is slavery and its effect on us in 2020.
Niggas!
In the studio, I have with me Ruckus Man.
Yes, it's your boy Ruckus Man, and I'm here with the bullshit.
Also, I have with me CEO of Iridescence Media, Miss Iridescence.
Peace, love, light, and life to the melanated and the melanin recessive.
The white and the black fucking people.
On the line, we have Mr. Trevor Hepburn, the brethren. The certified super brethren.
All right.
You ain't gonna find much like him. Much like him. That's like blood. Trevor, say hello to the people, man.
Let's the love limitless podcast family. How's everybody doing this morning?
All is God, you're saying?
All is God. Okay. Yes. So, as I said, the topic is slavery and its effect on us in 2020. For quite some time, the black community has been too extra.
Niggas.
Too extra. And we've also been doing too much of the tearing down of our own society, of our own black brothers and sisters or whatever. We tear down and we dog out our own females. The very same thing that we like to jump up in, we talk bad about.
Niggas.
These are our queens. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. These are our queens. These are things that we're supposed to protect and cherish. Yes. I would hope back in Africa, back in the day, females would have, you know, being under the custody and the protection of their husbands.
Well, I mean, they the bringer forth of life, the bringers of life.
Uh-huh, the gate of life.
So, I mean, why? Niggas.
Let's put it like this. To enter into this realm,
you have to go through a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So. See, that's so cool because the male enters a woman, releases his seed, and life comes out.
Mm. Hey, but I mean, think about it. What person doesn't always try to find their way home?
That's neither here nor there. You say that one for the topic about sex. You know?
Hold on, yes, there's the sexual component to that, and that's what I was striking out at first in joke or in jest. But let's be real. Everybody wants to go home. Everybody.
What were you saying, Trevor?
Black women on the whole, I feel like they're over-sexualized from a young age. They are forced and exposed to certain things. I don't think they should be, from music to TV to movies or whatever have you. Yes, the company they be around, or they might be by the Grammy house or by the Annie house. You know, they around big cousins they shouldn't be around, seeing things they shouldn't see or listening to music they shouldn't be listening to. So, see, that's where it starts from, and it's kind of a slippery slope.
That is true. From basically young, they're exposed to.
I do have a question in that regard. Why is it that it's a case of it being over sexualized? There are some persons in society that just live without inhibition. So, yes,
that's fine. That's fine for an adult, but when you are a teenager or 8, 9, 10, 11 year old, you're more impressionable. You want to fit in. You want to be around your big cousin. So if your big cousin says, "Hey, come put on this short skirt, let's go walk down the road," you 11 year old girl, what you can do?
I would add. Let me add this into the mix because, you know, a lot of times black women are not just over-sexualized, but hyper-sexualized. Everything starts from somewhere. So a lot of times what may end up happening or what may be behind it is you may have a 5, 6-year-old girl that was raped at that particular age and gets introduced to that world in that way without any protection or guidance. And I'm not saying that's the root cause of all the hypersexuality that we do see. But there's something there for a lot of women.
I would say that's about 45-50% of the black community. Females experience some type of molestation at such a young age.
Mm-hmm. And the percentages might be much higher.
It might be much higher, but I'm just being given a rough figure. And that would contribute to such a high sexual You know? Mm. You know what I'm saying?
And then that's the norm. That's the culture. Because, once again, that was happening from slavery. They had, I don't know if you ever seen, like, slave posters or they were calling them fancy girls.
Mm-hmm.
12 and 11-year-old girls, fancy girls. They were like, you were bred to please the white man. Like, that's like, your whole purpose on earth. And it's like, shit aside, man, like, it, you don't have a fighting chance, man.
But listen, the research I was going through for this specific topic broke my heart. Like, I literally had to stop. I was about to cry in front of the laptop, just reading and watching videos. And I'm like, this shit is still going on.
To an angry face, a heartbreaking face, and then you realize, but this is the same reality you're still going through. Like, right now, it's still happening, bro. Like,
That's crazy. One of the questions that I wanted to ask to the group in this discussion is, and I think I know everybody's answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Niggas,
is slavery, is racism still alive?
As the buildings burn in nearly 30 states as we speak right now, that kind
bro,
of. You know what I mean? So
show y'all how serious this in the last month in the Bahamas.
Mm.
There was a black teenager selling coconuts on the street who would be in prison right now if somebody didn't pay his bill. A couple of days later, a white captain shot at the police and the defense force was allowed to pay $10,000 and go home. That makes sense?
No, that speaks volumes.
Mm. You don't have to go with him, man. You don't have to go with him, man. I was going to see it.
It's right here.
Every day it happens. Every day it happens. Like, man, I am Bimini right now. Every day I see more and more boats popping up, more white people in the face, more and more. Like, they chilling, they free. Like, we still on lockdown. We can't enjoy the beach. They don't get diving and like, come on. The Bahamas is for being and but they see it. They got to pass the defense force together, man. So I know they see it.
Let one of us on this show
decide to go fishing.
Yeah. Not even go fishing. Throw rock at a police officer. We will all be dead.
This and that, and assaulting a police officer. And
Lionheart bus con at the man, but he was taken in with no incident.
Not a bruise.
Over 100 shells. They were coming from this thing. I was told by
100 shells. Nigga, lick off.
Wow.
In open water, you know what type of weapons they have on the open water, like
choppers.
You know, regular guns out there. You know, little spin barrels and little nine, KS and SLRs but humans seem to have their head in the sand, and like they ain't upset about this. Like, why? Only me noticing this? Like, come on, but y'all like. Anyway.
So, don't mind. Feel free to express yourself. Trevor, what I wanted you to do, please keep your mode close to the phone, sir, because it's going in and out. Feel free to express yourself, man. This is the platform for it. Like I say, if we bash, we bash everyone, you know? We
also have to be able to say that, because you're not going to be able to say what you want on traditional media. They're not going to print it in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
They for damn sure ain't going to put it on the radio, and they for damn sure ain't going to put it on TV.
Mm.
So there needs to be an outlet for that.
Yes.
I agree.
I'd like to say that the question is an awesome question, but I think racism never died.
Mm-mm.
And never so I think what we've seen in the last past couple of years, and I'm just going to use this as an example. When the current president of the U.S. went into office, I think the things that he voiced and the things that he did just gave those persons of like mind to really bring out what always festered in them, right? And that's that natural hatred towards black people.
Yes.
There was this lady who... Dr. Joy DeGruy, she talks about post-traumatic slave syndrome and how we are affected by it today.
Mm-hmm.
At the same token, in one of her lectures, she talked about if we're still affected by the trauma of what happened, it's not that white people aren't affected, you know. Think about their ancestors and that hatred and that whatever it is that they felt towards black people.
Mm-hmm.
They inherit that as well. Mm-hmm. And that is still unresolved for a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's you know, I don't think they understand that, hey, it's not just black people that have been affected by slavery. They mm-hmm. have been impacted as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I guess that's another another topic or another avenue to dive into, you know. But it never died, in my opinion.
Fuck all the slave owners. Every last one of you punk ass motherfuckers.
You know, where does that go on?
Caribbean coast. The entire slave triangle, fuck all of them. The entire one, from the start to the finish.
And as we were saying before, you know, white people normally get the brunt of the bashing, as they should. But there have been other ethnicities that have enslaved us as well. So you fuck y'all too.
China.
So again. I personally believe the reason why white people catch most of the flack is because it's on a major, major scale. But you don't
they're still benefiting from
exactly.
Absolutely.
I agree. But you don't see China catching any flack for the slave trade. We don't see Africa catching any flack because of the slave trade, because they participated in selling niggas.
See, and I know a lot of y'all listening to the beginning of the show, y'all probably thought I had Tourette syndrome, always saying niggas. No, but there's a reason for that. Let's be real. Nothing can happen on that scale, right, if some of our own wasn't selling us out.
Absolutely.
They probably knew where in the bush, where in the Serengeti, where in the wilderness to find prime niggas and go and get them.
But I'll tell you this. Slavery was happening in Africa at that time. But
yes.
Slavery in Africa was different to the slavery they went through in the Caribbean and America.
Yes.
The shit white people put them through was inhumane. Like, they broke them. They broke black people.
Mm-hmm.
They took everything away from black people.
Mm-hmm. Culture, even their names, Dredd. Like, you couldn't even get to keep your name.
Their family is like, they robbed them of every ounce of humanity. Shit depressing.
Yes, bro. Because like,
go through, but it's rough.
Like Dr. Umar Johnson said, in order to destroy the black community, we must destroy the black family.
Exactly.
And one of the things that they used to do, the white slave masters, one of the things that they used to do was, and this is horrible, but they used to rape the black man in front of his wife and kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They had farms called buck breaking farms.
Yes, sir.
I was about to say, let's take it a step further. When you take and think about what's happening today, mm-hmm. you take the biggest, strongest black male on the plantation that mm-hmm. everyone admires,
mm-hmm.
and you take one of his legs and you tie it to a horse on one side. You take the other leg and tie it to a horse on the other side.
And you split that.
Whip the horse, and mm-hmm. they totally split that black man apart.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the image etched into the minds of the women and the children and the other men.
If he couldn't
watching.
Fight back,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't beat
the psychological impact.
I couldn't beat him.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think they can do to me?
Yeah.
And unity and trust on the plantations wasn't an option, because you didn't know this person. They from the next part, from the next tribe. Mm-hmm. They didn't speak their language. They didn't worship the same God you worship. So you didn't even trust them.
No,
that's why it's so effective. Let's
stop that right there for a second. But the last thing you said, Trevor, was very powerful. They even gave us a God to worship. Now let's really think about this now.
Wow. Hey, I can say something right now, and many people been
pushing
for this.
Mm-hmm.
Religion is the last chain of slavery.
Yes,
black
it is.
People to break religion, mm. as far as Christianity, Muslim, whatever,
mm.
if they could break that, black
Absolutely.
People really see the light in DC. That's the strongest chain. That got people so stupid, and I don't understand how people get. I grew up in the church, so I know from a little boy to basically a teenager, I was in church. I know the doctrine. I know what it is to be indoctrinated. Where mm-hmm. you're in the church and pastor moving and you feeling the spirit and this and that. But it's where does it come from?
The
how black people get
it came from Massa. Because Massa used the scriptures to enslave us, right? And as a whole, as an ethnicity, we like asses still praying to this white God. We are still doing it.
You're trying to be the best Christian on the plantation. Mm-hmm. I'm dancing around. Mm-hmm.
See, this is, I think I have a better point. Different point of view on that, but
let me just add this piece before you go into that, because this is where the docility comes in, because mm-hmm. a lot of black people would say, anyway, Jesus can handle that, or God is going to fix that mm-hmm. mindset mm-hmm. is what doesn't allow the warrior within
to come out
to take action and do what needs to be done. Instead, we sit back and say, oh, God can handle that.
Mm-hmm.
How about the mouth that he gave you?
To use it to do something.
Exactly.
Instead of running out in the community, you're trying to hurt your fellow brother because you're trying to keep him down. You're trying to rob him. He look at your girl. He step on your jaws. You won't fight that nigga.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to fight your real oppressors. Mm, that's punk bitch moves right there. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Gotta keep you blind. That's it.
Sorry, Lord Leonard. Go on, do your things.
Leonard clash with this all the time. You know that I have a serious distaste for Christianity. I don't understand how can you be a Christian and you hate slavery? If you was a Christian, then you're okay with slavery because it comes to the pocket. It's in the pocket. If you're a Christian, then read the Bible. It says slave masters.
Isn't that the Old Testament?
It don't matter, Leonard. It comes to the Bible.
Could you say that again, please? Your phone went out for a bit.
Yeah, I'm saying you can't pick and choose what part of the Bible you want to believe or what part you're going to apply to your life. It comes with everything. All that comes in one way. Like, I don't understand how you could be a black Christian. I don't understand.
This again, the Bible is written by man, bruh. And again, there are scriptures that was taken out, and there was things that were added.
So
I don't believe in a God that justifies slavery. I don't believe in a God that condones slavery. You know what I'm saying?
Let's back up a bit. I know what I'm about to say might sound contradictory, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if we're talking about an all-powerful, malevolent being, right? At least in that God's mind, there is an appropriate kind of slavery. I know that sounds real blasphemous for me to say, right?
Tell us more about that.
But let's think about this. If the Israelites were delivered from Egyptian bondage or slavery, right? And they were in the wilderness, and God decided he was going to punish the same, his people, for insubordination. And he made them walk around in the wilderness for 40 years until that generation died off. I'm perfectly sorry to have to tell y'all this. That's a form of slavery.
Walking around a ticket?
That's a form of it.
He punished them with slavery. Now,
how was that slavery?
To walk around in the wilderness and do the same shit for 40 years?
I'm sure for anybody who serves any type of God or whatever, there are consequences for disobedience. Ignorance is not innocence.
He used slavery as a punishment.
Let me see if I could shed just a little bit of light, right?
Hold on. Repeat yourself, Trevor.
But you said he taken those slavery to put them in a different slavery?
Pretty much.
What slavery did they go on into? From my understanding, after the wilderness, they went into the land of milk and honey.
He said they was walking around him for 40 years. That was slavery. So I was like, might not have eaten him in the next slavery, but he was for 40 years. But I guess.
I think we'll definitely have to break down the word, but there's this psychiatrist, Dr. Gabor Maté.
Okay.
I listened to something that he had on the other day, and he was talking about trauma being at the root of addiction.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing he said that stood out, and he said that addiction is actually slavery. Slavery mm-hmm. is addiction.
Yes, it is.
So if you think about a group of persons that are walking around in a circle for a particular point of time, there's something about that they can't control, obviously. Because one out of the couple, how many people was it?
The slaves?
Yeah, who was in the wilderness for that, just walking around in a circle?
That was at least 2 million people.
Right.
Out of 2 million people, one or two should be able to say, listen, y'all, listen, no.
There's
no.
This bullshit.
Yeah. Let's look at this.
They
were in a loop. They were in a loop. And that loop to me says there's some programming that you are, quote unquote, just addicted to that you can't break.
And the Christian God in his wisdom saw that whatever generation that was that thought like that, they had it to die out. They had to die off.
Mm-hmm.
And the new generation had to come up. And those were the people that went into the promised land.
Let's be real.
Okay.
For our people right now, you really, if Jah was to bless us, God, Yahweh, whichever God we serve, if your God was to say, I have a promised land for you, but you got to leave your old mindset. How much of us got to die off before we get to that promised land? Because I'm sure 85% of the black community is not going to leave their mindset.
No,
it's not going to change their mindset.
So what has to happen then is, let's think about it. Everyone in any sort of power or administrative authority right now, they have been in those positions relatively since we were children, which means just like in that example with the Israelites in the wilderness, they have to die off without calling any names. Think about the political parties that are in place. The same names have been coming up for 45, 50 fucking years. Time for y'all to go.
This is where the part come up. How is that slavery now?
It's slavery because just like with the people in the wilderness, just like now, nothing has changed. We still being whipped under the same system. We're still suffering under the same. Yes, Trevor. We are still walking around in circles.
Mm-hmm. Let's think beyond physicality. Let's think about emotional, mental, spiritual.
Ah.
We know a lot of times about people being in mental bondage, spiritual bondage, even emotional bondage.
Yes.
You know, addictions come in those places.
Yes.
But I also want persons to also think about too, whereas think about in the wilderness. If they ran around for 40 years. And this is just me stretching, okay? Playing a little bit of an advocate. Let's think about the fact that they may not have even physically died. It may have been that they mentally and emotionally died, those mindsets, before going into the promised land.
Yes.
So that's something we have to really think about, too.
Yes.
And it's getting multidimensional and thinking about it like that.
But what were you going to say, Trevor?
Yeah, let me show you all a version of slavery we still going through. What are you celebrating every July? What are we celebrating?
And so-called independence.
Slavery. Yeah, like, seriously. Every July, we getting dressed up. We have a parade. We have a beach party. Spending all kind of money. Buying shirts and hats and flying in front of the car. But for what? What are we really celebrating?
A form of slavery.
A form of slavery?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing?
Sorry, a form of freedom. A form of freedom.
A form of freedom?
Listen to me. When I say, he said, what are we celebrating? I'm saying we are celebrating a form of freedom.
Oh, okay.
Was that Trevor?
There's no such thing as a form of freedom. Either you're free or you're not. There's no such thing as passive independence. Either we're independent or we're not.
Apparently, they sold us that bullshit. They sold us that bullshit.
That's some bullshit.
The masses believe we are free.
But listen. If you get a fine or a ticket, I did get one about 2 years ago with not having on my seatbelt. You know whose name is on that? That fine I paid to the Queen.
Exactly.
Her Majesty. Her name was on that.
Mm-hmm.
So why the hell am I paying to Her Majesty? This fine on the behalf of Her Majesty, you collecting this money.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the name there if we are truly independent?
Trust me, if the Bahamas was a truly independent country, we would be in the same position as Jamaica and Guyana.
Absolutely.
Our money would not be worth shit.
Absolutely.
I doubt it.
We've already sold all our natural resources.
But wait. Guyana and Jamaica and all those other countries, they have natural resources too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they have a bunch of people. So we don't have a bunch of people yet. We don't have the millions of fucking demons that we have. Millions and millions of Jamaicans, millions and millions of Haitians. We don't have that problem yet.
Now, Trevor, what you've done is you actually exposed another part of the plan. Guyana has millions of people, correct?
Yeah.
Jamaica has millions of people, correct?
Yeah.
How much people does the Bahamas have?
A couple hundred thousand.
Have we even hit half a million yet?
No.
So how do you enforce how do you enforce the laws to be kept basically to the T in a certain area? Population control.
Population control.
In a way that the Queen can run up on 8 million Jamaicans and make them bow down. Not going to happen. But the British Royal Force, oh yeah, they can run up on a country of 300,000, 400,000 people.
Absolutely.
And make them bow down. They could do that shit.
Absolutely.
They could do that.
Without fight, too.
With very little resistance.
But we all know the Bahamian people are very, very passive. We have some aggressive, but for the most part, they are very, very passive. Repeat that, Trevor.
Aggressive towards other Bahamians.
That's correct.
Mm. Yeah. We quick to shoot somebody for stepping on our Jordans, and quick to jerk up somebody for fucking with our girl and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We quick to do things like that. But when it comes to a real battle, like allowing so-called leaders to run the country into the ground, we backing that up. God can fix it. This can happen, just and that
like,
can happen.
Just like Aridesson said, and to be perfectly honest, in a way. Right? We as the Bahamas, we have a lot to learn from those same Haitians we like to look down on.
Absolutely.
Because they literally battled for their freedom. And those Europeans, they figured this just an island full of bush niggas who can't do nothing. Not only did the Haitians fight back, they won. They sent the French packing. And they fought so hard, and their strategies were so good. They migrated Haitian soldiers into Louisiana to help them fight back the Confederate Army.
Yes.
That's how come you got so much black people in Louisiana now. There's something to be learned from that.
Yes.
Right?
We have to get the head out of our own asses.
Yeah.
In order to begin to even look at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, like Ms. Aridesson say, our head is too far up our own ass.
Mm-hmm.
Way too far to see it, and another thing that that irritates me is this fucking black crab syndrome.
Shit.
When are we gonna be done away with this shit?
When religion goes, but religion causes separation.
you know how I once heard it put. If you look at the Chinese yin and yang symbol, right, you have black and white, and some white and some black. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For me. Personally, I agree with how it was given to me. Black crab syndrome is the yin to racism's yang. The two can't exist without the other. Mm-hmm. You have to have black crab syndrome for racism to work.
Because
there's always going to be some nigga who can side with the enemy and sell us out. That can always happen. All fucking ways.
Yeah, shit.
That's powerful, Ruckus. That's powerful. I think that we as a people have to learn who we are.
Yes.
Begin to love ourselves.
Yes.
So that we can look at our black brothers and sisters and see ourselves and love each other. Apart from that, pardon?
Empress.
Yes.
How would you suggest we do that?
Trevor, you have another 96 hours?
I
guess you have all day to hear that.
24 hours in a day, but you can see me.
But I think that is so difficult to do, to love ourselves and love one another and things like that, because first of all, self-hate is prevalent in our society.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It is strong. Like, you have black women trying to straighten their hair just to look more all white. They think straight hair is beautiful. What's wrong with a fucking afro?
Nothing.
What'd you say, Trevor?
Like, black people really, really lost, man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You don't know what... Yes. Again, you cut off your eyebrow to draw it back on.
The whole fuck.
Now, listen. I don't need y'all to get on the sisters right now. Okay?
You got black men. Listen, I'm permanent here.
But you have black men dressing up like women.
Yes. Yes.
Trevor, any comments?
Y'all can cause me.
Any comments, Trevor?
People so lost right now. There's literally an identity crisis going on right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Black people don't know who they are, but you don't know, like, you hear me? They on the mic talking Jamaican, American, like, who are we?
I see. Are you going in and out again, Trevor? Hello.
I'm going in and out again.
Yeah. We got you now.
It's like, I think the only way we can get over that is we need to realize we all the same, right? Like, you know, difference between Jamaicans and Haitians and Bahamians and Trinidadians, all of us
are
the same.
Yeah.
There is one difference. The wherever we are, respective in the Caribbean, even in America, the boat dropped you off first, second, third, or fourth. That's the only difference.
You're closer to the
fucking
front of the boat, so you get off earlier.
That's the only difference. The only difference.
And it's so sad that we don't even know where we came from. Like, I think that's where, I think all black people got to at least make one trip back to Africa in their lifetime. At least make one trip just to get in touch with the motherland and figure out, like, what's the purpose? You've been wondering for too long, man.
Real.
Wondering around in circles for too long, getting nowhere. Getting nowhere far.
And I don't want us to... I don't want us to think that all is gravy in the motherland with our brothers and sisters there.
You did have
colonizers that went in and did a strong ass number on our brothers and sisters on the continent.
But they still.
I can tell y'all this.
You have warlords over there that eat other black people. Literally eat their own black brothers and sisters.
I can tell y'all this too. As messed up as we are outside of Africa.
In the diaspora.
Mm-hmm. There are Africans living on the continent worse than us.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them.
Shit, that's where they send all the vaccinations and shit there to practice.
Look at what Billy's trying to do right now.
Exactly.
I am so proud when Africans was like, y'all done bring HIV here. We can't get rid of it. No.
Now, I do also want to say this. Going back to the example of the Israelites and that mindset having to die off, with us also realizing too that generations before us are older than us that need to be gone, right? In Africa, there is a growing movement of those that understand, listen, this whole, you know, we thinking we're superior to our brothers and sisters, that's also changing. That has to be noted. Yes. Because there have been outsiders, considered outsiders from the African culture, that have gone in, they've gotten their citizenship. The government is assisting them with some sort of liaison from where they are to come, if not to move, to at least spend a significant amount of time there. So that is to be noted.
Things
are changing. It's not going to happen overnight.
Yeah.
It's going to take place over a couple of generations. That's why I appreciate Brother Travis saying every black person should make at least one pilgrimage back to the motherland. And let me say one last thing before we move on. If in hearing that, specifically the black people, in hearing that, if the first thing that crossed your mind is, yeah, I don't have nothing to go to Africa for, but that's a poor country, but
then you lost, bro.
Not only are you lost, but you need to carry all of your collective cunning.
I think they have to kind of reconnect with themselves. And I think that that's because black people all over the world have been taught to hate themselves.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So when you have that hate for self, you're going to hate the origin. You're going to hate the motherland. You're going to think that there's no connection there. Listen, we are all one people. You hear me?
Yes.
And it's time for us to really come together. Africa, the diaspora, come on, we got to unite.
Now, in saying that, Empress Iridescence, mm-hmm. and Trevor, I want you to tell me if you agree. Mm-hmm. It is obvious that the other ethnicities fear us. Let me give you an example. I remember watching a very early episode of Family Guy. What happened was Stewie was able to collect, he became a part of this family, and this family used to adopt children from other ethnicities. Mm. And they were talking about Santa, right? And they were saying, Santa is white. No, Santa is Asian. So the African kid jumped up. No, no, no. Santa is black. The next child said something that flew over a lot of people's heads. The next child says, Santa is not black. We do not fear him. Stop right there.
Yeah. That's powerful.
Is it, can we all come to an understanding that there's something about us that mm-hmm. everyone else fears?
Yes.
That rolls. Before you answer that, Trevor, let me roll into the question. That was the actual question for part two. Why does it seem that other races fear us?
Well, let's get into it.
You know, karma is real, and they know what they did to us.
Bobo neck shots.
Black people wake up, say, "Hold fucking on, this shit must stop today." Mm. They dreading the day black people all over the world say that collectively and mean it. That's mm-hmm. what they dreading.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when they have a little uprising, that's why Nipsey Hussle get killed and Dr. Selby get killed and mm-hmm. Marcus Garvey is dying. Mm-hmm. You don't want that. That's the last thing they want to happen because they know what they do is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
All it's done in the name of profit. That's it. In the name of profit. That's all it boils down to, money.
Mm-hmm. I think it's time for all black people to realize we are the largest nation on earth.
Absolutely.
We are the majority.
We are the majority.
Didn't other nations break off from Africa?
Yes.
Wasn't Africa, I may be wrong for this, wasn't Africa first called Pangaea?
Pangaea, yes.
Ah, okay.
Now, let's
hold on. What'd you say, Trevor?
There's a bunch of names of Africa ancient. They are Kemet. They are Pangaea. They are Kush. They have mm-hmm. a bunch of different civilizations. Mm-hmm. But Africa gave the word civilization, medicine, music, astrology. All that came from Africa, wait.
Yes, it
all that came from Africa. All that came from Africa. Language, culture, mm-hmm. like clothing.
Mm-hmm.
White people wasn't even bathing before.
No, would you stop for?
Are you right out on that, Trevor?
Would you stop for?
We don't want to get insulting and make this a back and forth thing, but have to stop and they ain't gonna stop until black people realize we are one and we're stronger together than apart. And until we do, then shit can be status quo.
So you think they fear us because of karma?
Yes. That's what they say. That's why they give us Christianity. That's why they give us Muslim what the Muslim religion name?
Islam.
That's why they give them that to keep them passive and keep them calm and say, all right, slavery happened but you blessed now. Turned out of cheek. Turn with fucking out of cheek line.
Repeat the
I just watched you tear my uncle in half to prove a point that nobody, you know, fucking turn out of cheek. But all y'all, it has to happen.
I mean, people will sit back and talk about, oh, violence isn't the answer. Violence is not the way. If you use violence, you're just as bad as your attacker. Fuck all that.
No,
all of that is enough. That's a mindset people put in your head. All this Superman, Batman bullshit. I don't kill because it makes me just as bad as the villains. Fuck y'all.
No, I think you got to be a special kind of ass to stand there and let somebody kill you.
The queen take over 2/3 of the fucking surface of this earth too violent. Who said fuck with violence? Who solves nothing? Violence gets everything done. And it have to happen.
Sorry to have to say it like that. I would drive on this one.
Niggas. How long?
Fuck y'all and y'all march,
babe. People are questioning y'all. Why would I, as a white person, like, I live in a society now that is designed for me to thrive.
Mm.
I born with advantage. I born with a head start.
Mm.
If me and you walk in the bank, I white, you black, I know I have an 80% chance to get in the loan or the job over you.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I change that? You got to change that as a black person. You know, white person can change that?
Nope.
The government ain't going to change that. They like the status quo. They like the way the system working. They're not going to change it. Black people have to change it.
I think...
Do you realize that?
Here in the Bahamas, the problem actually goes deeper than that, because it's not just the white people that get preferential treatment. It's foreigners, period.
Yeah.
Anything other than Bahamians.
Exactly.
Because you could have a Chinese person come here and boom, big company.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You could have an Islamic person come here and boom, big company, mm-hmm. throw up. No, you
carry through the ropes.
Only those bad agencies ever stay in our country.
Like the
UN, the
Privy Council.
All these people, the Uno Man, the Bahamians, no good. They have more stay in the country than Bahamians.
There's a fuck about. They ain't even in the country.
No. No.
I hear you, Trevor.
And it's sad that Bahamians really think shit can change by marching and wearing red and blue every 5 years.
Yellow and blue, red and white.
I'm sorry, green and white. I'm sorry to have to say it like this too, but change is not going to come by you clutching on them $66.
Yeah.
It's not gonna come.
Woo.
Change is not gonna come by you kneeling to the side of your bed and praying.
Woo.
Now, when I say that, a lot of Christians get ready to jump up. Well, who the fuck stop right there? Doesn't your Bible tell you faith without works is dead?
Mm-hmm. I think that's what plenty of black people waiting on when man to come in the sky, when he might in every kingdom,
mm-hmm.
riding a horse, him playing harp and coming to save us. It ain't gonna be like that.
No, it's not.
It ain't gonna be nothing like that.
I touched on the topic yesterday. I spoke with somebody about the topic yesterday, and one of the things we spoke about was the power of black people.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I pointed out to that person was, if you look at United States driver's license,
mm-hmm.
almost every black person, whether they deny it or not, on their driver's license, it says organ donor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Accident, their organs automatically go to somebody else.
Yep.
There's a black market that needs to be filled.
There was a doctor that put out a statement. They shut him up real quick, but not before the statement was already made, where he confirmed that the black organ is significantly way more stronger than any other organs.
Yeah.
Not just
God
white.
God body. God body.
Come on, man.
Why do you think so many African American women and kids going missing now, and it really spiked over the last 4 or 5 years. I don't know if you all know this.
Yes, because they interviewed a woman from South Carolina. She spilled all the beans, and then 3 weeks later, she was dead from coronavirus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that shit deep, right? God bodies them, trust me.
Yeah,
black people know how powerful we are.
They don't know.
Everybody knows who black people.
The real fucked up part about it is, right, they have infiltrated who we are,
mm-hmm.
found out who we are,
mm-hmm.
and then utilized diseases, sicknesses, and things like that,
mm-hmm.
to weaken us.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at other races, they'll survive probably 8-9 months with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
How much black people you know survived years? My grandmother had bone cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And from my understanding, she was in a lot of pain continuously.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother died when I was like 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew her from when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
From when I was basically baby.
Mm-hmm.
I knew this was my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She had that before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
What mm-hmm. other race survives or fights off illness? What other race bodies fights off illness
mm-hmm.
without the help of medication,
mm-hmm.
other than black people?
Because I mean, look.
Let me tell you why.
Go ahead, Miss Iridescence.
Ruckus, you better talk, because I'm about to go in real hard. Go on, man.
No.
You want to make your point, then do it.
Trevor.
You sitting down, Trevor?
Make it bad. Miss Aridess is going in on that piece right there.
Trevor, if you have a drink or a blunt, take it now.
I'm going to put words to what all of you kings are speaking about.
Mm.
And the thing that makes them fear us the most is what they have studied and know about us that we don't know about ourselves. And that's the melanin.
Ah.
Right? Yeah. Let me tell you, melanin is the molecule, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's actually the fullness of the electromagnetic frequency.
Arr.
From radio waves to gamma waves, we absorb light.
Yes, we do.
We don't just absorb it. You see what chlorophyll does for plants?
Yes.
Melanin does for us.
Yep.
And the thing about it is, melanin even has its own little brain within the cells.
Yep.
So when that light comes in, it separates the water and does what it needs to do to feed and give your body food. Listen, they knew.
Yes.
Here's the thing. We talk about them having the advantage with the resources. They knew coming into Earth, we had the advantage based on our melanin.
Yes, we did.
Our melanin is the gift, the God molecule that our sisters and brothers bleaching off of their skin.
Yes.
That's our external brain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to go in too hard because shameless plug.
Damn it.
Trevor, you trying to say something?
Also the most expensive substance on the planet.
Absolutely. Above gold and silver. Yep. Melanin is the most program.
Yep. They actually sell melanin?
They sell melanin on the market. They sell melanin. And
let me tell you something. Hold on. Let's back up a bit. You know what melanin is normally called?
No.
It's called makeup. It's called suntan lotion.
Wow.
It's called tattooing.
Mm.
Hmm? Now, let's back off of tattooing. Let's just take makeup. How much money does makeup make a year?
Mm.
Billions. Mm.
Uh-uh. So where y'all think they're getting the melanin from?
It ain't camel shit. Don't let them tell you that.
Mm-mm. Where you all think they're getting the melanin from? Okay, again, shameless plug.
Mm.
Iridescence Media is going to bring to you a melanin show that educates black people on what activates and what deactivates the melanin molecule. Because what has been happening is they've known for years what specific foods to give us that deactivates our melanin molecule.
Yes.
They had a research study that showed that HIV cannot live in the presence of melanin. Each time they injected it into the cell, it died.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way our people are actually getting HIV, you know, is when their melanin has been deactivated. You know what deactivates melanin? Your thought process.
Yes, it does.
When you don't like yourself.
Yep.
It speaks to your cells and deactivates the melanin within your cells. But
yes,
again,
it does.
I won't go in too deep. Y'all see my passion rising, right?
No. Go ahead. No, I tell you this right now. What Empress Iridescence has described is what got Dr. CB killed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nene, I don't know how to get me mute.
Trevor, you muffled a bit. You really, really muffled.
We can't understand you. Sorry, we can't understand you.
Can't hear you properly,
we
Trevor.
We can't hear your words.
Did you move from where you were?
I was trying to get more comfy.
Okay, I need you to put the mic to your mouth. Put your phone to your mouth.
I went to reclining chair, but all right, I back up. All right. Nana, if you remember, I told you a couple months ago that if you put the right foods in the body, the right nutrients, the body can heal itself from anything.
Yes, I remember I started discussing that.
All right, that's what Dr. Steve was telling us, but like,
yes.
African body so complex, but it's different, bad, but like, we really are gods on this planet, man. We don't understand that, man.
Absolutely.
We really are gods on the surface of this planet.
That's true.
All over the world, it's just black people everywhere.
Agreed. Let me explain it a bit more. Me and Trevor had a discussion about self-healing.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were discussing correct me if I'm wrong, Trevor, but I remember the discussion going from working out, starting the gym and just eating healthy a bit more. And then it went on to what to eat and how you should eat it and portions and things like that. And discussing as to if you get your body into the right space, into the right, if you get your body right, it will heal itself.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what Trevor was explaining the our discussion. You the body heals itself, especially us of the darker race.
Yes,
black people,
the melanated,
knuckles. we our body heals itself. The medication that is given to us, my firm belief is the medication that's given to us is literally poisoning us, because you take a medication and it's supposed to stop. It's supposed to bring your sugar low, but at the end of it, you take it and you get the shivers. You feel weak. You feel you know what I'm saying? You don't feel yourself no more. It saps your strength. It's
poison.
Because the medication is designed to treat, not to cure. And let's take it a step further. The medication is designed to treat them.
Absolutely.
Not us.
That's powerful. That's what's been killing us.
Let's move on to the next question. This just might be one of the shorter shows that we have, but there is going to be a part two. The next question is, and Trevor, you can shed some light onto this, and I'm sure my co-hosts can shed light on it as well. But the question is, who are we as black people? Not just there is an identity crisis that we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
So let's solve this identity crisis by determining who are we? I think that was the hardest question that was asked to me in life. Who are you? I could say, my name is this, this, this. I was born such and such. That's an ID. We need who are you? Do you know your strength? Mm-hmm. Do you know your origin? Do you know do you know your lineage?
Our lineage has almost been thrown to the wind. Almost.
Hence the question. Who are we? Trevor, you're going to have to come. You're going to have to put the phone to your head. You're muffled bad.
Hello? Are you ready?
A little bit better. Come closer.
Hello? It's
BTC.
Yeah, oh, that's BTC.
BTC just like it, man.
BTC.
All right.
But I've been
searching
that question for the 8, 9, 10 years now. Who am I? Where it's from? I don't even know this. I don't know. Maybe I lost. That should be lost. You're lost.
So
that's the best thing to come up with. Lost.
That's all we are as black people is lost.
That's the best thing to come up with. Maybe lost. We don't know who we are. Everybody else knows black people lost.
That's true. That's true. I think a lot of people haven't dove into background check. For me personally, I've dug into semi-deep in my background, and I know my ancestral lines, a part of me is Taino, which also were some slaves as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think we as a people have to take the time out. If we want to see any type of change, we have to first do a background check. Get your identity crisis checked.
Mm-hmm.
Find out who you are.
Where you from?
Who's your kinfolk? You know?
You gotta know where you're going to let you know where you're from. You gotta know where you're from to know where you're going.
Bang, you
otherwise,
have to.
Otherwise, you're just walking around in circles in the wilderness for 40 years.
Agreed. If you don't know who you are, you don't know where you're going. If you don't know where you're from, you don't know where you're going.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Ruckus, that question jumps to you. Who are we as black people? Given the fact that we're facing such an identity crisis.
Well, the thing is, for me, first off, I know what I'm about to say sounds extremely crazy. But Ancestry.com can't tell me who I am.
Now, that's not crazy. And why you can tell? Anyway, let's not go there.
Now, but the reason...
I don't understand. You can sell me my identity?
The reason why I say that is this. If all over my skin are tiny brains in each single melanated cell that I have, there is a way for me to tap into that.
Absolutely.
And for that to tell me who I am. I don't need a passport. I don't need a birth certificate. I don't need none of that shit. So, when I say I am able to speak to my higher self, or my Ori, as some of us would call it, right? That's what tells me who I am. That's the thing that says to me, you are the darkness between the stars.
Mm.
Yeah, that sounds fucking crazy to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I completely understand what that means. When that higher self tells me that my purpose in life is to bring chaos to the order. See, people, a lot of people tell me or ask me, why do I like to go by the name Ruckus? They think it's just a name I plucked out of thin air. And there's a story behind it with my eighth grade teacher, right? But there's a reason why that particular word sticks with me. It's because that's what I am.
A ruckus.
I come to cause disruption to the system. I come to make everyone stop and think, hey, this order that you've been following for so long is fuckery. I come to help you to think for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I come to help you to understand that you are the God. That's my purpose in life. My purpose is to tell you, don't look outward, look within. Doesn't your Bible tell you the kingdom of God is in your heart?
How the fuck you calling my name like that? Listen, listen, you sound a real judgmental, Trevor. Real judgmental.
But see, it goes deeper.
Hold up. I hear you, Trevor.
But my who I am is the element of the universe that forces you to use your mind. That's who I am. And the thing, when you translate it into English, it's called ruckus. That's what I am.
So obviously Ruckus isn't going through any identity crisis. And that statement was for those who are freaking yourself out and don't know who they are.
Pretty much. Now the thing is, every single living person, white, black, yellow, Puerto Rican, or Asian, has that within themselves.
Yes, they do.
So then that means in order to find yourself, you have to connect to what it is that allows you to find that out. Every other ethnicity has kept hold of that except us. We turn around and vilify it and say, I don't have time for that voodoo fuck. That's not what it is. Every single other ethnicity have their individual ethnic, native, tribal rites of passage. Just like us. Where the fuck did they get the concept of having a rite of passage from us? So if these people could tell you, if the Chinese could tell you, my great ancestor did this, this, and this, and we do this, this, and this ritual for this, this, and this reason, they got that from us. The Greeks could do it. The Romans could do it. The Native Americans could do it. But for some odd fucking reason, niggas can't do it.
They only know the abuse of their stepfather or biological father. That's as far as it goes.
And it's sad because when you start speaking like this, like I say, people say they don't have time for this voodoo fuck. That means you willingly and you are actively making the choice to turn your back on yourself. That's one of the root causes of self-hatred right the fuck there.
You were saying something, Trevor?
They vilify the black people, so we're afraid of it.
Yes.
So we really think it's better to do evil or do harm or take someone's husband or to run the Lord further on. But it's there for more than just that. It's there for us to find out who we are and just scared of it. I'm scared of it.
Yes, we are. Yeah. That, Trevor, that's such a damn good point, because a lot of people are afraid to know who they are. And we fear what we don't understand.
Real. Real. Yeah. Miss Iridescence.
Wow.
Who
after Ruckus Man's very powerful, life shattering, earth shattering,
stepping on corns,
universe shattering statement. Hey. I just want to say to Ruckus Man that
was powerful.
That was damn powerful.
No, thank you.
That's powerful.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's powerful.
And that wasn't me talking.
I know.
Okay. I wasn't me talking.
This I know. All right. This I know. That was, woo! I'm still blown away. So let me give my little piece. You won't want us to end on that.
Look, we're not ending on this. No. Go ahead, Ms. Iridescence. No.
Yes, I believe.
As I sip my rum.
We as a people, in my opinion, we are the original. Mm-hmm. We are life and light itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I spoke briefly earlier on the electromagnetic spectrum. And one of the things that I've learned is darkness is actually the fullness of the electromagnetic spectrum. It is the fullness of light and energy,
mm-hmm.
which is why we have the color skin that we do.
Yes.
You know, and so with that, you have a lot of persons that are afraid of the dark, that are afraid of darkness,
mm-hmm.
that are afraid of the dark side of themselves. Mm-hmm. But from that dark is everything.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, it has been said that white, when you see white, is actually a reflection of little to no light.
Exactly.
Exactly. So we as a black people, we are the originators.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the earth from the earth. We are the guardians of the earth. We are gods here on earth. And we are gods that don't know that we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just leave it at that.
I'll add this piece too, right? Because see, people think I like to bash Christianity or bash the Bible.
Yes. Hold on.
Hold on.
Everybody does.
Hold on. It's not that, you know.
I'm being very judgmental. I am.
You could be judgmental.
You're going to hell.
You could be judgmental all you want, right? But my thing is this. Read the book for actually what it says.
Mm.
We've been saying for a good chunk of the show that we are gods. Does not your Bible tell you we are made in His image and likeness?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily mean the Christian God has hair, two eyes, two arms, two legs, and has used the toilet. No, that's not what it means.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It means He put the essence of Himself in us.
Yes.
Which is why He shouldn't have to come down and explain everything to you.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why you shouldn't have to sit back and wait for a sign to do something.
Yes.
Now, as fractured as our minds might be mm-hmm. because of sin and imperfection, if we still able to operate at this level, being broken.
Woof, woof.
Come on now.
That's powerful.
Shit, man.
Brother
Trevor, I want to get your thoughts on that.
Wait, but before Brother Trevor, I'm sorry. Before Brother Trevor, let me just add this piece in here.
Hmm.
This piece that we as a people are going to have to dive into. Because your melanin alone naturally has capabilities, super capabilities that is beyond the physical. And those same capabilities that most of our people are afraid of
mm-hmm.
is the exact same thing that will liberate you from your mess and bondage.
Yep.
So again, that melanin alone is your super capability. Which means that no other that is melanin recessive should be able to dominate and have you in bondage.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So again, you got to dive into that and figure out and find out what that is.
Mm. Brother Trevor.
Hello?
Your take on that, Trevor?
I agree with everything that was said. It's going to have to get uncomfortable. For us to actually change and mm-hmm. find out the direction we want to go.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now, like, the world itself coming to a crossroad. The world itself, globally, black people coming to a crossroad.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's happening.
Cut it.
Ain't no more shit is going to shit. You need to get back to slavery. No. So we can take the fucking bitch over.
Mm-hmm.
And put these people in their place. And I'm willing for that. So, I've been ready. It's coming and let's go. Let's just get it. Yeah. And everybody, all and Westers and Lennox, everybody, we share some good points and some great excellent points as far as moving the soul searching and meditation, getting the chakras aligned.
Could it be that was, and I know this sounds like a crazy question, but could it be that was the purpose of COVID-19? Because we ain't been waking. We don't have the job to cloud our mind and be like, yeah, racism, we dealing with racism right now, but I got to get back to work.
Mm.
Yeah, Sandra Bland got killed by the police, but I got to get back to work. Yeah, the governments, the PLP and the FNM fucking around, but I got to get back to work. We don't have that right now.
No.
You make your perfect sense of like, nothing to occupy your time. Like, you have to confront it now. All you have is time to sell.
So now you got time to sit down and be like, what the fuck on?
Yeah, but this can't keep happening. This man, you need to just kill this man on massive. All fucking on.
That's why everybody rioted now. Exactly. We have time.
We got time today. We got fucking time today.
Line up them chakras. Get let's navigate from the root and work our way on up.
I just need a crossroad to come in, and I just hope globally we make the right decision.
Repeat that.
I just to see the crossroads coming, the approaching black people globally, and I hope we make the right decision because we're about to get weird.
We can only hope for that because the level of ignorance in our community and in our black people is really, really high. You know, can't expect black people to make the right decisions because they're not even conscious enough of who they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Like, you literally have, and this is not to take away from persons who have been attacked by police or been killed by police or whatever, but you have black people that go out there and initiate a confrontation with the police.
Yeah, that's stupid too.
Like, if you know you're wrong, why are you gonna persist, antagonize somebody who has a gun pointed at you? Just comply. Like, as Trevor said, told me something the other day that was so fucking funny, but it was so true. If I write, I can have my hard mode. I ain't gonna start a confrontation with you to the point where you pull your gun on me. But when you pull me over and you search the car and you don't find nothing, you fucking done? You won't find nothing. Are you fucking done?
Yes.
They can't say nothing now because they're empty-handed now.
Now it's harassment.
Yeah, because after you don't find nothing on me or in the car or anywhere or whatever.
Yeah,
and I tell you about your ass. It's a problem now. No, I'm right now. I'm in the right now.
Yeah,
you didn't search my car. You didn't tear me up. You have me in handcuffs. I can insult you. I can hit you where it hurts the most. Your intelligence ain't shit right now because you stupid. You dumb. I told you I didn't want my car searched. You still search the car. You know what I'm saying? Hoping to find something, and you don't find. You come up empty-handed. You in the front of your superiors come up empty-handed. So, get these fucking cuffs off me and go with your fucking business. As a matter of fact, I'm going to fill out a report against you. It's harassment now. And if you say anything else towards me now as the member of the public that just passed whatever test you put me through or whatever, I can take it even further. You know what I'm saying? Because in actuality, the police are our servants.
Absolutely. That's supposed to be.
You know? So to fucking... You could say not. No. you can go against that or whatever, but they are public servants. Who pays them?
We do.
All right. We they boss. They are public service agents. They serve us. We the people, the public. So people can go against that and say no or whatever. And even police officers can go against that and say that. But at the end of the day, there are numerous lawsuits that's before the court that police decide to settle out of court because it's going to be detrimental. One, the police already lost respect in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For it to get out that they have been sued numerous of times and settled, that shows a huge weakness in the police force.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A huge weakness. Mm-hmm. So in actuality, we are the boss. We as a people just need to stand up. First of all, like I say, we need to find out who we are,
mm-hmm.
embrace who we are,
mm-hmm.
love who we are,
mm-hmm.
and then we can start affecting change.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't do that, we are never going to go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can get a nice house and this and that and all that other stuff, but at the end of the day, there's going to be a void that never gets filled,
mm-hmm.
because you don't know your lineage. You could trace your family back to Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
What's after that? You black. Your lineage goes into Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You only trace it back to Mississippi and you happy? In Mississippi, you trace it back to Mississippi slave. Not even the African chief that you may have been related to.
Or for us here in the Bahamas, you know, my Grammy from Andres, my Grammy from Crooked Island. Okay, and what?
Okay, I'm telling you, rubbish. Okay, this one is a relatively short one. Part two will be more controversial because we're going to be diving in very, very, very deep into this topic. This one is just the precursor.
Precursor, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The precursor. Mm-hmm. And I'll get the people ready. Yeah, the warm-up.
Yeah.
You know? Part two will be extremely... I'm going to take it there. It's going to be extremely graphic with the things that we're going to talk about.
Oh, damn Skippy.
Extremely graphic.
Damn Skippy.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable now.
Exactly.
My goal is to make it very uncomfortable to provoke you to think.
Yes.
And then change your mindset and move forward.
Next episode is a full-on animal.
Yeah, it's a full-on animal. So
full-on colonoscopy.
Mm. Ooh.
Get all in the ass.
You had another question you want to go through, Leonard?
Yes. At the end of every show, Trevor, as you know, since listening to the show, we ask this one final question.
Mm-hmm.
How can we fix this issue and unify as one race, the human race?
Mm. Let's start with Brother Trevor.
How do we fix this, Trevor? How do we unify as the human race?
It has to be accountability across the board. All races in there. Wow. Everybody got to come to realize, all right, we did wrong. Tested did wrong. We apologize. This is what we do. Moving forward. Everybody got to do it. Chinese, Arab, white, black, everybody got to do that. Mm. That's, it got to get uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when a body grown and a woman, then a bitch on a pedicure, it got to get uncomfortable to get better.
Wow.
It has to be some hard questions to be asked.
So you saying we got to ruffle some feathers? Got to make them uncomfortable?
You got to confront it. You can't act like it never happened or sweep it under the rug. That pile gets too big now. You can't go across the floor. It's a big pile in the middle of the room now. Under this rug. You sweep it.
Yeah, I think it's time we address the elephant in the room. I think it's time we do that. This elephant has been hidden all.
Mm-hmm.
That had kids and still inside the room.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been addressed. It has been, like I was telling my co-host Ruckus, there's a lot of topics. The topics that I've covered so far, a lot of people have touched on it.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody has ever dived in deep and then tried to figure out a solution.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So again, like part two will really go in deep.
Mm-hmm.
But like Trevor say for this question, how we fix this, he said there has to be a level of accountability.
It's amazing how that word keeps coming up.
Yeah,
there has to be accountability. All races have to be involved in this accountability,
mm-hmm.
and all races have to be committed to making a change. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Ruckus, how do we address this issue and unify? Address this issue first. Address this issue and unify as one race, the human race.
You sure you ready for this?
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Oh, I ready.
Okay.
Let's hear it, King. Let's hear it.
Charlemagne the God said something on the Breakfast Club that I fully support. And I know it's about to sound, again, incredibly crazy. Segregation is a good concept. It was just poorly executed. I will say it again. Segregation is a good concept, was just poorly executed. Now, what that means is this. We are at the point where we got to start, again, using the scriptures. We are at the point we have to start separating the wheat from the weeds. It look amongst yourselves in the community. Whoever wants to fight for change, step to the left. If you scared, step your punk ass to the right. Now, what that means is there's going to be a further tearing apart of the black community. You know why? Because some fathers are afraid and some mothers are not. Some brothers are afraid, some sisters are not. Some children are afraid, but their parents are not, and vice versa.
Yes.
So now, unfortunately, we live in a society where, in the black community, we have these allegiances and alliances to people, and it's not healthy. So, segregation is a good ideal, just poorly executed. So we got to start identifying like-minded people like ourselves and stick to those people. So once we do that, then the unification can begin. And this ain't the time to be having no soft heart either. So you separate from your circle because you realize that they're not of your like-mindedness, are not prepared to make the sacrifices and changes you are. And then when the change comes, when you know, that's my mommy, or that's my daddy, or that's my brother, and I love them, and that's my wife, and that's my children. No. We getting ready to head into war. And last thing I'll say, one of the greatest quotes I heard about war. War does not decide who's right. War decides who's left. And that's what has to happen.
Okay, I have a question. You spoke about segregation. We're not talking about the segregation where we use different bathrooms and get different services.
No, that's not what I mean.
You mean segregation, like the blacks need to set themselves aside, work on themselves, and then...
Not even that.
What type of segregation?
Within the black community, we need to identify who are the warriors, who are the educators, who are the nurturers, who are the providers, and who are the weasels?
Miss Iridescence, how do we resolve and become one race, the human race? How do we fix these issues?
I think it starts, I'm going to reference this wonderful lady, Dr. Jewel Bookworm. I think it starts with understanding that there is.
Hold on. Just for the record, I forgot which episode it was where we talk about a lady that segregated the blacks and whites and made the whites feel what racism really is.
That was episode 2.
Yes. Her name is Jane Elliott.
Jane Elliott.
I did some research, did some background. It's Jane Elliott. She is about 87, 97, man, 9. She old as dust.
She's been doing that shit for years.
Yeah, she is decades. She is old as dust, but she actually is still doing it.
Yes, she is.
But yeah, sorry, I just wanted to let the people know. Jane Elliott. Search her up. Yes, check it out.
Yes. I think we got to begin.
I didn't hear you, Trevor.
I think we got to begin to understand that we are really just one race of persons that have different variations. So even our white brothers and sisters, they do have melanin, but it's in their cell. It's such a small amount that's crumbled up in the corner. Go and research Dr. Jewel.
That sounds really racist.
Go research Dr. Jewel Pookrum and she'll be able to...
That ain't racist.
That Loki what?
That's facts. That's facts. That's actual facts.
That Loki what, Jero?
and let her kind of explain to you that, because I won't do that justice. But the thing about it is, which is really important that she said, it is the system, the world that we live in today, perpetuates what is healthy, what is good for the melanin recessive, for our white brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. What we have to begin to understand and know in ourselves and changing this thing is we have to dig deeper into what's going to actually be good for us, food-wise, people-wise, weather-wise. We have to understand what is going to be great for us.
Mm-hmm.
The foods that we consume, what helps to activate our melanin. We have to learn about our melanin.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to begin to learn ourselves, not just where we're from as a people, which African country, but we have to understand what this difference
mm-hmm.
within us that sets us apart. We have to begin to honor that. And honoring that and learning exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Learning how to enhance it
mm-hmm.
and diving deeper into it. Okay? And so once we get there and we begin to learn ourselves and know ourselves, we begin to love ourselves and the journey starts.
There you go. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, well, you've heard it first here. Ruckus says, segregation. Get the snitches out. Jasmine says, know yourself. Trevor says, accountability. All those joined together mm-hmm. can fix what is broken in the black community.
What does Leonard say?
Yes.
Leonard agrees with all of it. Segregate the snitches. Separate everybody, the warriors, the pacifists, the person, the teachers, the mm-hmm. healers, and everything. Segregate them so they can work in the areas that best suits them.
Mm-hmm.
That creates a better society. Everybody knows their place and everybody knows what to do. With Jasmine says to know yourself. You educate yourself about yourself. Learn who you are.
Mm.
You know? Trevor says accountability. I agree. Other races need to be held accountable for the dumb fuck that they have done mm-hmm. to the black people,
mm-hmm.
to the black-skinned folk. You know what I'm saying? And it has to be a collective accountability. Mm-hmm. All races that have enslaved black people, there is no reason to enslave a race. But all races that have already enslaved black people for whatever reason they saw fit
mm-hmm.
need to be held accountable, and there needs to be some type of change, a committed change, commitment to change, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So my statement is just agreeing with everybody else's statement. Mm-hmm. This has been Slavery and Effects on us in 2020. Mm-hmm. Limitless with Lord Leonard.